this very interesting medrash concerning the extra special simcha that we exhibit on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Medrash says like this, that after the 7 days of Sukkot where we brought 70 sacrifices to protect the nations of the world, logically, rationally, they should love us and respect us for all we do for them. And yet, they hate us even more. So therefore, the Jewish people say, after all of this, let us rejoice extra special in God. The obvious question is, because the nations of the world hate us, even though we do for them, why should that be a reason for us to rejoice in the Ribbono Shel Olam? I was thinking perhaps the idea is the following. If the Goyim would hate us because there's something wrong with us, because we've done something wrong to them, then okay, we could understand that. But the fact is that we've done everything good for them, and there's nothing wrong with us. So then why do they hate us? Why is this irrational hate? It must be that they see in us something special that they are jealous of. There is something very holy and pure about us that the defiled, impure nations can't stand, and therefore they hate us. And therefore their hatred for us, since it's obviously irrational, is something that brings out how special we are, how pure and holy we are. And therefore, we have an extra special reason to rejoice with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the rejoicing of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, the specialness of the Jewish people, and how special we are to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and how our special relationship is with God, and that we only have Him to rely on. Therefore, we're very, very happy with Him, especially in lieu of current events, how the irrational hatred of the Jewish people by all the nations of the world in our time, and how we are singled out, and how the Jewish people, especially in Eretz Israel, are singled out to be the worst in the world, when we know that that is not the situation at all. Very irrational, very illogical. It just points out the fact of how much the defiled nations of the world are jealous and can't stand the holiness and purity of the Jewish people, and it should make us feel proud and make us feel responsible to have that special relationship with God and to be the nation that represents godliness, holiness, and purity to the entire world.